kind of a double-edged sword. Like, you know, you kind of get a little leery when big corporate America comes knocking around in your neighborhood, but they've also brought a lot of innovation, and they have brought a lot of their advertising dollars to the dairy market, which has been good, right? Because they are buying, I mean, they're still buying their milk from family farms. 98% of the dairies in the U.S. are farm family-owned, and that's where Coke's got to get their stuff for their Fairlife products. It is good to see innovation coming.
Alternative milk products from almond and soy are on the rise, but they're definitely not threatening the dairy industry.
So 94% of households have conventional milk in their refrigerator. And there's only like 3% of households that only have alternatives. There are a lot of, it's surprising how many households have both. We'll have, you know, organic or soy beverage or almond beverage and conventional milk. There's I think plenty of room at the table. I think a lot of dairy farmers get frustrated that we've been letting them get away with calling it something that it isn't.
Peterson said what the dairy industry needs is to keep a pulse on what people want in the marketplace and continue to be innovative.
Through Fairlife, they actually came up with a new process for ultra filtering milk. So it takes out the lactose, so for people who are lactose intolerant, and it kind of intensified the protein, so it's like a 1.5 times as, or, you know, a half again as protein-dense a product. And if you've been, I think even the grocery stores right here carry it. It's called Fairlife. It's a really, really good product marketed to marketed a lot of people, especially people that are doing weightlifting or weight training.
Peterson said generic milks have gone by the wayside. The milks have to be now tailor-made.
That's what people are looking for, is tailor-made. They don't want to be the generic product consumer. They want what's designed for them. We sell a lot of dairy products into this thing called coffee in the form of creamers and milk for frappes and things. It's incredible how markets change and how demands change. And if you're not part of where it's going, then the market will just leave you behind. So sometimes it is good to have some big players come in and look at what you got and see that dairy is, you know, just a critical part of diets in general.
People may be drinking less milk, but drinking other things like coffee. And coffee additives are big business for the dairy industry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Starbucks, their little single-serve bottled product, I think it's called Frappuccino. Most of those are bottled in southeast Missouri, in Kabul, Missouri.
Peterson said there will always be a demand for dairy products. Producers just have to be innovative and competitive.
I don't intend on going anywhere, so hopefully I can stay in the dairy business for a while. So sometimes the biggest boogeyman is us getting in our own way and not innovating the way we need to.
For KMZU News, I'm Glenn Fusilier.